Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to our Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, on Gab. Parler, we're listed at the Captain's America. On Twitter, we're at Captain's America, a capitalized word America. And don't forget, you can check us out on our website, too, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, hour number two, is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. A great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we're going to go right to the phones, Kyle. We've had Elliot hanging on here, waiting to get on. So here is Elliot from Wesley Chapel. What's going on, Elliot?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, border patrols are working in dangerous conditions around overran border towns. We should understand that as Americans. Folks, pay attention. Biden crafted this idea to allow kids in by the thousands. It's designed to allow the parents and family members to be allowed to come in and become citizenized. America, Joe Biden is destroying our way of life right before our eyes. Biden ordered top border officials to ground all drones, cameras, helicopters, border planes, spy surveillance systems, tracking systems, mapping area view engineered to locate subterranean tunnels that the cartels formed that allow them to move thousands of people a day from point A to point B. I was a combat-trained airborne engineer who worked closely with Green Beret groups out of Fort Bragg. On some missions, we assisted them from point A to point B. America, I love my country to death. To compete with the Democrats, we must meet them head on. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Enemy countries that hate us, their agents, male or females, are here to collect data and possibly do serious harm to our way of life. You know, Captain, give me 10 seconds. I'd like to ask Kyle this. Have you guys heard about Bill Gates, who have his head so far up China's behind? Let's see how much you still love China, Bill Gates. You know, Microsoft email passwords, customer email password addresses were hacked by five Chinese nationals. Millions of Americans could be at risk. Over 100 U.S. Yeah. companies and firms yep. were hacked as well.
Yep.
Hey, Captain.
Hold on a minute, Elliot. We're going to talk about that a little bit later here because I'm going to talk about that with Denise. But I want to thank you, of course, for your service to America. But I also want you to know that we have 1,200 miles of the border with Mexico across Texas. And Governor Greg Abbott just had the intestinal fortitude to stand up and go against the Biden administration and call up the Texas National Guard plus additional Texas Highway Patrolmen, Department of Public Safety is what they're called there, and they're going to line that border up, and guess what? They're going to be using drones. They're going to be using technology, and to hell with the federal government, because Texas is in the middle of the influx.
I love what Greg Abbott is doing, but you know what? The people in Arizona, they ain't got no damn guts.
No.
They don't have the guts in Arizona. One Arizona, Arizona's supposed to be conservative, but yet John McCain family runs things in Arizona.
You're right. Okay, thank you very much, Elliot.
God bless.
All right, God bless you. And Kyle, that was powerful.
Yeah, a lot of great comments from Elliot.
All right, now I got one more call I'm going to take before we go to the break here. Good morning. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. The follow-up Elliot's call, follow-up his call, these so-called unaccompanied adult or parented minors that are coming into this country at the ages of 16 through, say, 19, 20, you know, these kids are firearm-trained experts by the cartel that are being released into the interior of our country. I mean, this is no joke. I mean, they're not sending them here just to be sending them here.
Well,
they're sending them here for a purpose.
I got news for you, Mel. There are some people that look like they're 16 or 17, but they're in their 20. But they're in their 20s.
20.
They're in their 20s.
They are.
Yep.
Right. They are fit.
Yep.
Military age young men.
That's right.
They're not coming here. They're not coming here just to take a fit. Let me tell you that.
No, they're not.
They're coming here to cause trouble and take over.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the military arm of the Democrat Party. Because Joe Biden and that camel-faced Harris are allowing them to come into this country.
Correct. All right. Thank you. Yeah, we are aware of that, Mel. And here's the thing, Kyle. We got to get our act together, and we, the people, those of us that are sitting here right now or listening to all this, we got to get our act together. And I'm not for one second going to promote that we do anything that's going to be violent. I am, however, telling you there is a game that you can play, and it's called politics, and you've got to get into the game. You've got to get into the game. Pick a side, pick a group, pick somebody, but start calling the senators, start calling the congressmen, start getting involved at the local level, get the right people in at the state and the county and the city level, because that's where it all starts. Right, Kyle?
Well, that's right. Involvement will equal change.
Yep. Hold the fort. All right, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm just getting started. All right. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Remember, in the times that we are living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, I sent you. Yeah, me, the captain. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim, come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and get $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, Ocala, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement. Give them a call today at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 dropped in the palm of your hand today. Hey, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Bingo. All right. President Trump, former President Trump, I can't, well, I, you know, I guess here's the deal. Technically, you got to call him former president, right?
Right, technically, yeah.
But when they've been a president, you call them president. Just like a general, you call them a general. You don't go, retired general. No, that's not the way you address them. So, President Trump, who was the 45th president of the United States, has come out and told the Republican Party to stop using his name for fundraising. Now, he got specific. What were the specifics?
Well, Captain, they've, through his lawyers, the former president has asked the Republican National Committee, the National Republican Congressional Committee, and the National Republican Senatorial Committee to stop using his name and likeness in their fundraising efforts, and also his likeness or name on merchandise.
Okay, so that's a developing story. We'll have to continue and see what's going on. Now, I realize that Donald Trump likes to make money. This would give him an opportunity to make money with his stuff and not confuse the people by saying, and by the way, he's got a PAC, right?
Right, I believe, yeah, he's forming one, that's right.
Yeah, thanks, Save one. America PAC?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I believe that's where any money that's being given is going to him to help him with the candidates, because they're going to be primarying people like, oh gosh, Lisa Murkowski.
Well, one might think, exactly, yes.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, we've got to talk about Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo yesterday and over the weekend, a fourth woman surfaced with another allegation, and a fifth woman surfaced along with two men who had been staffers of Governor Cuomo that verified what the women were saying, that he was really rough with the women and didn't treat them with respect. I think that was a word one man used. But here's the deal. Cuomo, of course, is not, he's saying, I won't resign. And, he called them, one woman he said was an anti-democratic, critic and this, that, and the other. But here's where the rubber meets the road. The Democratic leader of the New York Senate, keyword, Democratic leader of the New York Senate, called for Governor Cuomo to resign on Sunday, amongst the mounting allegations of sexual harassment and undercounting COVID-19 deaths in the nursing homes. It's a shame that we have to talk about the sexual harassment first and then add in the COVID-19 nursing home deaths, because this all started over the COVID-19 nursing home deaths. And I think what they were trying to do, what he was trying to do, was to change the narrative.
Well, yes, exactly right. And I think, Captain, what this is getting to perhaps more quickly than we think is that idea of critical mass, or you might call it a perfect storm, in the sense of the allegations now coming from a fifth woman that we know.
Right.
And then also, as you said, with the nursing home scandal. So is this something that the governor can weather? Well, as you mentioned, Captain, the state Senate Majority Leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, she's saying we need to govern without daily distraction. For the good of the state, Governor Cuomo must resign, she says.
Now, we have another situation that we have to pay attention to. It's going to be a very busy news week. And that's the fact that Joe Biden celebrated the House passing H.R. 1. He vows now to refine and advance the bill. And then he turned around and signed a voter registration executive order to increase the voting opportunities for criminals and people that were in jail already.
Yeah, exactly. Again, this is, it's like, you know, he's just taking a holiday with this stuff, and it just, it seems like every single possible thing that they can think of, well, including the kitchen sink, they're throwing in.
Well, there are 31 Republican governor-controlled states, 31, and 27 where the legislature and the governor are 100% Republican. Does he think for one second that he's going to be able to override states' rights in those states where many of them, you cannot vote? If you're a convicted felon, you cannot vote. They still have those laws in place. How's he going to make that change? It's not going to count. It's just like, well, look what I can do with the pen. Doesn't mean a thing in some of those states.
Well, exactly right. And you know, Captain, you know what the H.R. 1 basically is called, the For the People bill or something, but it really seems,
yeah, it's For the People Act.
Yeah, For the People Act, but it's really for the Democrats, basically.
Well, yeah, and let me explain, because I want to be specific, because we have to be when we talk about this. Amongst the multiple provisions regarding voting, it would force states to implement a minimum of 15 days of early voting, offer mail-in ballots to everybody, facilitate online voter registration, same-day registration at the polling places, and allow no-excuse absentee balloting. Absolutely a recipe for total and complete disaster.
Well, of course. And by the way, not one Republican voted for H.R. 1. And so where is President Unity on this? Where is President Biden said, you know, on, he's going to go get the votes. I mean, try to make it bipartisan maybe just a little bit so that you can go out whenever you do make a speech or a press conference, maybe someday, and say, look what I'm doing to bring the country together. This is more divisive.
And according to the Epoch Times, it also requires states to automatically register eligible voters and offer the same-day voter registration. I just mentioned that. However, here's the kicker. States would also face more conditions in order to remove registered voters from their rolls. You got a dead person, they're dead, you know they are, you found a certificate of death, they're gone. But under this provision, not so fast, you couldn't do it that easily.
Well, of course, and it's all done under the guise, Captain, of protecting our democracy from assaults and this kind of stuff. But it's not really for that at all. I think that's the guise that they're using.
What this bill doesn't say is what it will do. It will give the Democrats every weapon they need to win every election from now on until as long as you can think into the future.
Well, sure. That's exactly what it's designed to do.
Yep. And we can't have that. H.R. 1 is a disaster. We can't have it. I'm going to tell you right now, it is not going to pass in the Senate. The Republicans are doing everything that they're going to throw everything at this that they can. And oh, by the way, they did change some things in the stimulus bill. Now, not a lot, but they were able to change some things in the stimulus bill because they added all these different amendments. You were aware of that, right?
Right.
Yeah, to where it was driving the Democrats nuts.
Well, sure. But, of course, all of this, Captain, I think is predicated on the idea that the Democrats, Joe Biden and everybody over at the White House and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, they all know that 2022 is going to be very difficult for them in terms of the election. And they're trying to get everything they can done.
And let's be honest about this. The Democrats are desperate to create more Democrats because the jig is up. More people are finding out what they're up to. Like Elliot told us, more people are finding out what they're up to, and they don't like it.
Well, no, because it's demonstrable. And again, let's get another month and a half, 2 months down the road in terms of fuel prices, and people will see a major reason why this is not a good thing for the country.
Yeah, and why did you just mention fuel prices?
Well, because they're jumping, for sure. Yeah.
Jumping?
Well, yeah.
How about this one? Since Joe Biden took office, ladies and gentlemen, and you can look this up if you don't believe me. Since Joe Biden took office, fuel prices have gone up 35%.
That is just unbelievable. Can you imagine if anything else?
Tell me what would happen if any other president was president right now and that happened.
Oh, well, it would be Armageddon. Absolutely.
Yep. All right.
And they'd ask a question about it at the briefing.
Yep. Hold that. Yeah. Circle back. All right. Well, hold that thought. Okay, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The Senate passed a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package on Saturday, sending President Biden's signature measure back to the House for final approval. The bill that includes $1,400 stimulus checks for many Americans passed by a 50-49 vote along party lines. Senator Joe Manchin believes that they did pass a bipartisan bill, despite the fact that no Republican senators voted for it. The West Virginia Democrat tells CNN that many aspects of the bill were crafted by negotiating across the aisle.
In this bill, we targeted where help is needed. We were able to target basically the people that need help, the children that need help, the schools that need help, the people on the front line, all of America. That's what we were able to do, and a lot of that was by talking with my colleagues and negotiating back and forth, and I was able to channel that through, I think, and hopefully make a bill that is a much more encompassing bill. I think it's a great piece of legislation, going to help a lot of people.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. Book at danpilla.com and get a free consult.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. In this portion of the program, brought to you by our friends over at the XP Stem Cell Patch. I've got one of them on my ankle. I've had it on there all last week and this week. And it seems to be doing me a little bit of good, which is an improvement, because I'm doing everything I can to try to see to it I get rid of the swelling and the pain out of my ankle, which when the weather gets cold like this, it kills me. But anyway, here's more about them.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out X39 Rapid Pain Relief Stem Cell Patches that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better sleep, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
So, Kyle, I got a great question for you. You ready?
Yep.
The CDC is delaying guidance for the COVID-19 vaccinated people. Why are they doing that? And why? I know what my doctor told me.
What's that?
That I was free to walk around and converse, and I didn't need the mask and this, that, and the other. That was the whole purpose of getting the vaccine. But the CDC's not saying a word. Why?
I think because you've got a lot of politics involved in this. I think that, they would immediately be accused of being reckless But the idea, Captain, of getting a vaccination for something as we've understood this for a very, very long time, is that if you're vaccinated, you're okay. In other words, you're not going to be sick. You're not,
yeah.
And you're not going to be lumped in,
yeah,
to vulnerable groups.
Well, I got a phone call. That's the reason I did this. And of course, a couple of my friends were going anyway. And I got a phone call and there was an availability. And they said, if you want to get the vaccine, you can get it right now. No, you know, because you're in the right age group. Number one, you're a first responder as well, you know, which I am. I still maintain a presence in that as a radio operator, with the emergency radio folks, ham radio and all that. But anyway, so I went and I got the shot and all that. And I never looked back. I figured, well, what the hell? Will be safe than sorry, but I do have the antibodies in my blood, and I get checked twice a month for that because I get blood.
Well, exactly. So at least that, again, as the public generally understands vaccination, it's that if we can get enough people vaccinated, then that means that life can begin to go back to normal.
Yeah.
But that's not what's happening, evidently.
Yeah, and Dr. Mark Siegel was talking about a COVID pill that was being developed. Did you see that?
I've only seen a little bit about that, but it was like a COVID treatment, basically.
Yeah, and yeah, it was going to be something done over like a 4 or 5 week period where you would five-day period. There we go. I'll get it right in a minute. A 5-day period where you would stay indoors and away from people for 5 days while you were taking this, and it would help build up the antibodies in your system so that you wouldn't need to get the shot.
Very interesting. Well, again, see,
and this is coming. This is being experimented with right now.
Well, right. Well, when President Trump at the time went into the hospital, they gave him basically those, something that built up antibodies, and that seemed to do wonders. But there may be several different angles of how we beat this virus. And unfortunately, Captain, because it is so politicized, it's hard to say that the science can really break through. I think people, if one person can get this and another person can get that, but in your age group or your particular group, whatever it is, because of your own medical history, that this thing works better than that thing, you know, that's what should be happening. And that's, my opinion, is letting the science do the talking.
Now, I need to remind everybody again, and I've been talking about this ever since I've been on the radio. One of the first programs that I did on the radio 21 years ago was about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. We all know what that is, right?
Oh, yes.
And I've consistently been talking about that on and off over the past 21 years. Obviously, I got into it a little bit more in detail last year because we had an author on the program who came on for 13 weeks, and we did the 13 chapters that were in the book, which actually was the 13 rules, the Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and that's all fine and dandy. But the fact of the matter is, Senator Lindsey Graham yesterday hit the nail on the head again. He said the out-of-control Democrats are reshaping America. Well, to that I say, it's part of the fundamental transformation of America started by Barack Obama.
Well, sure. In other words, really, it kind of boils down to this. They have to knock America down before they can build something back, building back better, anybody, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, here we go. Steal it from Bob, our buddy in England.
In England, that's right. Yeah, but the idea is that, you know, they don't like what America is like, or what it's built on, or the principles, or the opportunities. They need to have it be much different, and that's where the idea of this fundamental transformation occurs. And honestly, Captain, it seems to me that they're simply using that as a pretext to bring in their own sort of form of authoritarianism.
Yeah, and a program note here. I'm going to be talking with Denise Simon when she comes on the air about the attack in Saudi Arabia, which is causing the price of oil to skyrocket right now. Well, not skyrocket yet, but it is going up, and it's caused the price of gasoline to go up since Friday, which is going to go up again. It's gone up 6 cents a gallon, the wholesale price, which means the retail price will probably go up double that, correct?
Oh, yes, exactly. Now, some people may still be, not everybody, but some people may still be remotely working or these kinds of things. They may not be driving as much as they would be under normal circumstances, but I think it's going to be shocking, Captain, when people see the price at the pump as we move through these next, even just these next few days, because of this big jump that we've seen in oil prices.
Well, it's headed for $3 a gallon pretty quickly.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And in California, I wish I could say, go ahead.
I was just simply going to say, and in California, it will be over $4 a gallon.
Now, before we get to Mitch McConnell, because there's an interesting story about him, we found out yesterday that former President Donald Trump is planning his first visit to New York City since losing his bid for re-election. Now, remember, Bill de Blasio made a comment that Donald Trump was not welcome in New York City.
Well, you know, I guess
I'm just saying,
he can say that, but, you know, Bill de Blasio has bigger problems than if Donald Trump comes to visit.
Now, is Mitch McConnell preparing to leave the Senate?
Well, some people are watching this and they think perhaps, although he was able to win re-election easily, but what he may be looking at is perhaps, I think, some legislation coming down in Kentucky regarding how a retiring senator or a vacancy is filled.
Well, that's because of his, is it his son or son-in-law that's the Speaker of the House in Kentucky?
I think it's a son-in-law, I believe, yeah.
Okay. And the other thing is we got a call coming in, and I'm going to take that in just a second. The other thing is the blowout jobs report is fueling the economic rocket ship. Thank you, President Trump, for that, right?
Well, right, and we're going to start getting more of these numbers in. It's not going to look good.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, because we're done with this Trump cycle now. Okay, this is Eric in Seminole, and Eric, you called almost on top of the break, so go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, that's right. I'll be quick. Thanks for taking my call. Great show as always. Real quick, I'd like to make a statement. This is my opinion and my opinion only. I don't think you guys were just talking about the vaccinations, et cetera. If this was as real of a pandemic as everyone tells, the mainstream media tells everyone it is, it wouldn't have to be advertised so much as such. Number two, in my opinion, we are looking at gene therapy, not a vaccine as we have traditionally known it. People can look into what gene therapy is and how a messenger ribonucleic acid is inserted into the cell through the lipid functions of this lipid uptake of the cell.
Yep.
Number three, regarding the takeover, if you will, the fundamental transformation, I think I tend to agree that it was former President Obama who brought it out of the woodwork in everybody's faces, but this has been ongoing for decades and decades.
1963.
Incrementalism, yes, sir. Yep. And what's happening is, and this is my opinion, and I kind of bantered with Kyle in the chat room regarding this, we're looking at people selling a democracy instead of a democratic process within the framework of a constitutional republic. And that goes to the Department of Education and the National Federation of Teachers and all that. And I'm not saying all of them, but all the teachers. There's a good amount that are coming out of the academic institutions that democracy is mob rule. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, sir. Awesome shirt, Simplify.
All right, thank you very much, Simplify, to you. And I forgot to say thank you to his sons again. But anyway, he'll do that. Make sure you tell your boys that I said hello. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we're coming back with the second Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And, yeah, there's been a little change in the weather. We'll tell you what it is and where it is. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Come on now.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should
should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And don't forget this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. When you see that sign up there, pull on in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain, and I said you get a free cup of coffee, and guess what? You will. You will. But while you're in there and drinking that free cup of coffee, why don't you consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club? You'll get points. Yep, points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the trucker store. It'll help you to save money in the future, or you can use the points to trade in on whatever's in the driver's club that they're offering at the present time. And if you're an RVer, the same thing applies. But here you go. Independent owner-operators, RVers, you can also get a discount on your fuel. Now, how about that? The more you buy, the cheaper it is. That's Pilot and Flying J. Tell them the Captain sent you. All righty, here we go. That's a little ZZ Top, and that's called Legs, unbeknownst to Kyle Warren when last week we played Rod Stewart in Legs, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah, Rod Stewart. Yep,
so this is totally different and a whole different song, and it's got, let's see, it's got a beat to it, and I'll give it a 75. How's that?
That's right. Goes back to 1983, off their album Eliminator, by the way.
Oh, yeah, and they got that fancy car that comes driving in there. I've seen that car on display before. All righty, here we go. I'm going to tell you about the weather, and then Kyle's going to tell you about what he's got. A relatively quiet stretch of weather is expected across much of the continental U.S., with the exception of the West Coast, where we can see a higher elevation snow and lower elevation rain. That's going to impact the Northwest and Northern California through Tuesday. And then a critical wire of a fire threat is expected in Kansas and elevated in the surrounding areas. Also, record high temperatures are possible across the northern plains and upper Midwest, which is going to melt some more of that ice. Okay, Kyle, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start once again in the great state of Nevada tonight with our brand-new affiliate, AM 1060. They're in the Reno-Sparks area, so we wish them a good morning. And, of course, if you're coming down I-80, you're going to run into the Lake Wind Advisory that's going on there right now.
Yep.
That's also going to continue as you cross over into the state of California. Also, heading down 395 from Reno, as you make your way down through Mammoth Lakes, down to about Bishop or so, you're going to have a high wind watch, so be very careful there. In Southern California, we have a winter storm watch going on, rain coming in, looks like probably late Tuesday into Wednesday and Thursday. We have a freeze warning in Northern California, Captain, along Highway 101. This is going to be in the Ukiah, Willits, Laytonville area, so be careful there. Winter weather advisory heading on up to the border with Oregon. Then also, Captain, we do have a low-pressure system that's hanging out in the Pacific Ocean there. That's going to begin to impact the Pacific Northwest here pretty soon. Winter weather advisory also in the state of Montana tonight. This is going to encompass Great Falls, Helena, Butte, and Missoula. This is also in central Idaho. Fire weather watch you have in Pueblo, Colorado Springs area in Colorado. That's going to go down into New Mexico, down through Santa Fe near Albuquerque. Also in southern New Mexico tonight as well near Las Cruces. Fire weather watch as you head across Interstate 10.
All right. Well, we've got a fire weather watch about halfway across Missouri into Kansas City, and then it goes over into Missouri as well, straight across 70 to Columbia and north up towards Iowa, and then on down the southwest corner down there towards Joplin and Springfield and into the northeastern corner of Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, not quite, but Tulsa for sure, very dry. And then we've got some flooding conditions along the Mississippi River basin as you travel on up and down up towards Illinois and Kentucky and Missouri because of the ice that's been melting and jamming up the rivers and all that good stuff that's been going on. But we've also got some very unsettled weather conditions tonight, starting in South Carolina, right about Myrtle Beach, and it goes right down over to I-95 and all the way down into Savannah and almost all the way, about halfway down in Georgia along I-95 to the ocean side. It's a hard freeze warning going on there right now. And then you've got a frost, a thick frost advisory for Georgia coming down into Valdosta and Waycross and comes down I-75 down into Florida, Lake City, that area, Jasper, Live Oak, and all the way down to Gainesville tonight. So that's what we got. And Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him. And we will be going right now to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Big deal going on in Saudi Arabia because already the price of oil has reacted to a drone attack. Now, do we know whose drone it was?
It's the Houthis, which is a proxy operation from Iran. But there were 14 drones and 8 ballistic missiles. Now, it did not hit anything of real importance. There were no injuries, but it forced Saudi Arabia to shut down part of their Aramco facility as a precaution, and that's what sent oil up substantially.
Yeah, and go ahead.
So this is making Biden kind of look like an idiot because he's been against Saudi Arabia all along. He terminated any kind of military cooperation as far as military equipment concerns to Saudi Arabia. They've been trying to be in talks with the two countries, Saudi Arabia and Yemen. This conflict has gone on for 6 years. And if you don't think that it doesn't affect us, it does. It affects the world's oil supply.
Yes.
And so this is all boils down to Iran. So what kind of conversations is the Biden administration having with Iran? Good question.
Yeah, that's all true. And again, folks, I'm going to make a little suggestion to you right now. Fill your car with gasoline today, because during the course of the day, if it hasn't already done so, it's about to go up. The wholesale price of gasoline did go up 6 cents in the last 24 hours. Usually that means the retail price goes up at least double, correct?
I wouldn't say double, but it's going up. It'll start approaching here where we are. It'll start inching up towards $3 a gallon.
All right. That's true. All right. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And when we come back. The latest on Governor Cuomo and the highest Democratic leader in the state assembly said it's time for him to quit. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.